This is Near FM
90.3.
I'm delighted to welcome to the programme our first guest on Monday morning, Tamara Cairns. Tamara, you're very welcome and it's delightful to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me, Donny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tamara, I'm going to ask you two questions in one here, and you will understand why I ask the questions that way for the benefit of our listeners. And I'm going to ask them in reverse. I want you to tell me exactly what you're doing at the moment and then quickly follow up by telling me the position you were in.
Yeah, so I'm currently in further education, about to take on a Bachelor of the Arts degree on Cusan in Tala. And right now I'm doing a personal professional development program, a level 6 certificate on Cusan, and that was in order to prepare me for the degree, which starts in September. And then, I suppose, this time, I think it was 8 years ago now, 8, 9 years ago even, I was actually living in homeless accommodation with my husband and our two children at the time. We now have three. So, I suppose the main point of me being on this morning is to say, you know, how much it is possible to go from being in dire straits to turning things around using local services.
And tell me this, Tamara, just as a matter of interest. 8, 9 years ago, could you ever envisage yourself in the position you're in today, never mind the position you're going to be in a couple of years' time? Could you have seen your way out of the predicament you were in at all at that stage?
No. To be honest with you, even before we were homeless, I didn't see myself in going back to college, I suppose, after I left school. I kind of, you know, you have children and you kind of go through the motions of that as well. Unfortunately, I suffered with postnatal depression for years as well after my first baby, so it was never a thing that I ever saw myself going back to do, and there was a multitude of reasons all combined that made that look impossible until now, which, you know, it's obviously not impossible.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk.
This is Near FM
90.3.
More about your situation, Tamara, later on in the year, maybe September, October time. But let's concentrate now on your connection with the Northside Partnership. And you must have done nearly everything that they have on offer there, because your resume is fairly impressive. I will say that. Now, I should preface this by saying that last Wednesday, I embarked on the cease smoking program, so we'll see how that goes in the coming weeks. But you've done that plus a multitude of other things, and you referred to it there, Tamara, in your opening statement about how engaging with the local services brought you from where you are, from where you were to where you are now. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so come here. I wish you the best of luck. It's an excellent program, and I am now off the cigarettes 6 months. There's no looking back. But I suppose it started out, my daughter was on the Challenger programme in school, and as parents we were asked to take part in the STEPS programme. So that's kind of where I started out. But I should also mention that the Challenger programme is absolutely fantastic and helps children from sixth class all the way through to sixth year. And as the parent then, you're asked to get involved in things to STEPS mainly, to open up your way of thinking and kind of, in order to change, you know, your child's future, you have to kind of look at things differently. And it's just an amazing course. If you haven't done it, I highly recommend it. I can't explain thoroughly what I got out of it, but it's an absolutely fantastic program. And then I went on then to do STEPS for a second time through Careers in Mind. And I don't think if I hadn't done Careers in Mind that I'd be where I am at the moment. Careers in Mind is an absolutely fantastic programme. It's extremely well run, and the coordinators there, Simon, Jer and Magella, absolutely fantastic. So you basically go through, well, you know, what at the time I didn't think I had much of a CV being at home all those years. And I suppose when we got into the work, you know, there was IT involved. I'd done a QQI level 3 in personal effectiveness with Pat. They were all just amazing, with mock interviews and making you see, you know, what you wouldn't have taught as skills. Making you see that you being at home, all these organisational skills, you know, being just the things you're doing at home and being able to turn that into a really professional CV, you know, to go out and work. And they help you to look for work. They send you, you know, job offers and stuff like that. And then that all links in with another service on the downtown, actually, called Work Equal. It was formerly known as Dress for Success. They also link you in then with the program Healthy Food Made Easy, which I have taken part in as well. And I mean, there's just so many ways that this program helps, you know. And you mightn't think it when you're starting, but when you leave it, you come out a totally different person.
I would imagine that one of the skills that you would learn from running a house is, well, a couple of the skills, but just two that jump to mind at the moment would be budgeting and time management.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not much for time management now.
Yeah, but I mean, they are a skill. Like, I mean, let's be honest, like, you have to have a dinner ready at a certain time or food ready at a certain time if children are coming in from school. You have to be ready for children going out. I mean, they're all skills that people who are at home with their children possess. But the point you're making, and a very valid point, Tamara, is that they don't realise they have these skills.
No, they certainly don't. And I mean, it's a huge responsibility taking care of kids, you know, and making sure they get to school on time, making sure that they're fed and they're happy. And, you know, you're also, you're aware of many hats. So, you know, mammy hats is what I call it. But you're everything to these little people. And you don't realise that is a skill in itself. And to be able to put that down in, you know, the big words that they use for CVs, it totally changes your perspective on what you've been doing, you know, all those years. But it's hard. It's hard being at home. It's hard being told, oh, you know, you're at home with the kids. At home with the kids is a hard job, you know, and when you're sitting at home all day and the house is getting to you and everything else, it's hard to get back up and get motivated. But there are programs out there to help, and Careers in Mind is one of those programs, you know. And like, I was sitting on the computer with my little lad on my lap, you know, and participating in the program, and I couldn't be more grateful for the program, you know.
Now, another skill that parents have, and maybe they don't even realise they have it, is when it comes to food and having food for children. And, you know, we see so much at the moment, Tamara, about parents who can't even afford the electricity to cook properly or anything like that. But another program that you embarked on, I don't know where you got time for all this. You must have the energy of a Duracell battery. But, you know, there's a thing there that you embarked on, the Healthy Food Made Easy campaign, and you're now a facilitator for that.
Yeah, so that was an interesting one as well. I've been a participant with Healthy Food Made Easy a couple of times now. I'm sure they've probably gotten fed up, you know, showing me all the ropes and stuff. So Karen asked me, well, we kind of got into talks about going forward to be a peer leader. So I've done the training for it, and now I'm a peer leader in the local area. So the idea of it is that I participated and I learned how to do it, and now I go off and, you know, share that out, like, so everybody can learn how to cook and budget and, you know, prepare meals, healthy meals at home for little or nothing, or being able to figure out what you need in the cupboard to be able to make things, you know, stretch. And especially nowadays, making ends meet, like, you know. So it's an absolutely fantastic program. I've done it on my own, and I've also worked with my husband at home with it. We participated during lockdown, myself and my husband, as participants, and we were okay. We got on quite well.
Tell me this, Tamara, because I can actually see this. And I mean, you've so much done that I don't really want to be dwelling on any one thing, because we have an awful lot of ground to cover this morning. But it strikes me that never more so in recent history, when I say recent history, I'm probably talking the last 50 or 60 years, Is that particular aspect of life going to be so important right now? Because we see that the price of food is going up exponentially. So, I mean, to get quality food, prepare it properly, and still be able to do it within a budget, that is going to continue to be vital for a long, long time, I think.
Yeah, well, especially with the cost of living crisis that we're facing at the moment. I mean, being able to learn how to make a basic spaghetti bolognese and turn it into something like a chili con carne or a lasagna, you know, or just even nachos, a nacho bowl or something like that, learning how to stretch it and learning, you know, how to do the shopping and how to write the lists and things like that. It all comes into it. And the budgeting part is so hard to until it clicks. And then once it clicks, you have it. And so that's the most daunting part about it, is getting, I suppose, you know, getting it set up. Because there are, like, staple ingredients, you know, that you need. Once you know them, you're flying. And it's so easy. Like, it really is. The name says it all. Healthy food made easy, you know. And we have, on week 5 as well, a dietitian comes in from the HSE, and they answer any questions that may have arisen that the peer leaders aren't qualified to give advice on. But it really is a complete wraparound service in Northside Partnership. You know, and I honestly think that if you can avail of their services, well, then do. Because why not? Like, it's free, and it could be in a couple of years' time or a couple of months' time even, you know, a changed person.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. Like, and I mean, I, as you know, being part of the Northside Partnership, I do these interviews every Monday and have done for a long, long time. It's always first item on the agenda on a Monday morning is something from the Northside Partnership. And a huge thanks, as always, to the magnificent Sarah Clahasy up there in the Northside Partnership. She does tremendous, tremendous work getting the word out. And yeah, every Monday, without fail, she has something different. The amount of ground that's covered and the amount of stuff that they do is phenomenal. When you think of, as you said, it's totally community-based. It's not a massive big team for the amount of work they're churning out. And it's all for the community and it's all free. And it's there on people's doorsteps to avail of it.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I'm hoping that the funding goes up for services like this, because it's something that's extremely beneficial to people in the area. You know, it covers kids, like I said, they go even further back to their Preparing for Life programs as well. Like, you know, there's so much, right down to counselling services and stuff. I just think the people, you know, they're aware of it, but they're probably, I don't know if they're not sure how to go about it, but, you know, just even giving them a call and they will be happy to point you in the right direction. I mean, I've done the community university program as well, which was kind of, it's very insightful.
Actually, Tamara, before you talk about that, I'm going to run two topics together. I want to talk about you and the community universities and the career guidance. Talk to me about both of them.
So, career guidance, I hadn't a clue what I wanted to do. Going into careers in mind, and you know, I think it was the STEPS program that led me into that. And I thought, you said that when I went into careers in mind, I said I wanted focus, and that was my main goal, was to figure out what it is I wanted to do. I hadn't a clue. Now I've decided that it's going to be community development, and there's a whole array of things that go in with that. So when I was starting out, I hadn't a clue who to talk to about any of these options. College, like, I mean, I hadn't even done my leaving cert. So going back to college was huge for me. You know, academic writing, and I'm still struggling with it, but there is help there. So, you know, don't worry about all that. If you're afraid of the academic writing, there is help there, and I'm, you know, currently passing, so that's good. But there's Paul Hayes. He is the person to talk to about career guidance, funding. I mean, there's not a thing that isn't covered by Northside Partnership, really. The Community Universities programme is a hell of an opportunity to get involved in, giving you a look into what it would be like to sit in on different modules and classes with professors and tutors and stuff. Like, I don't know where else you get something like that. You know, it's done through Maynooth College as well. So, you know, at the end of the year when you do your graduation, and there's no assignments, I should add, for that as well. It's just sit and listen and see what you think. It's a taster session of each of the classes. So at the end of the year, you get to go into Maynooth College and do a tour and, you know, have a bit of a celebration.
And people listening to us this morning, Tamara, should know that this is not near as daunting as it sounds. You know, going to Maynooth College, it's not near as daunting. And I suppose really, you know, a lot of people, and I hope you don't mind me saying so, yourself included, that we're trying to reach out to by chatting to you this morning, they may not have had the best interaction with the educational system, we'll say, the first time round. This is nothing like it, and there's no point in even trying to compare them. It's apples and oranges.
Do you know what I'll say to that, Tony? School is something you have to do. College is something you want to do. You know, if you want to make a difference in your life and you want to, I don't know, like, just, I can't imagine what lies ahead now when I finally get a degree. And I have a world of experience, you know, from what I've gone through and people that I've met and things like that. But without the piece of paper, and it's sad to say, but without that piece of paper, you know, there isn't much that's open to me. You know, because I want to go back, I am putting my heart and soul into this. I want to get, you know, the passes. I'm not even bothered about the really, really good grades. I just want to get a pass. I just want to get a paper, something to say, yeah, she knows what she's doing, and there she goes. So it's not daunting. You know, that's where I kind of was this time last year, thinking, oh, God, how am I going to manage this? But even right down to the help from Northside Partnership and the help from the brilliant college that is on Cusan, God, like, I'm passing my exams. I never thought, like, I mean, I did hand in one a couple of weeks late, but they were very helpful in on Cusan, and I got it done and I passed. So there is all of these things. It's a very relaxed approach to learning. There's a holistic kind of thing behind it. Why get stressed out when all you want is just that piece of paper? So they're going to help you get it.
And it's very important as well, Tamara, I think, that people should realise that everything that the Northside Partnership cover, all those courses, once you successfully complete them, that piece of paper is there waiting for you at the end. Like, this is not a slipshod, not in a wink operation. Like, there's proper qualifications, and as you mentioned, that there are a number of occasions, the QQI standard is applied to everything you do.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the QQI level 3 is the equivalent of the junior cert, I think. I only have a junior cert. You know, I didn't do my leaving cert, but even going back to do the QQI, like, I was like, in school I was okay, you know, but now going into college I was like, oh God. But that, like, it took me a long time to reach out and ask for help, and that was the thing that was kind of holding me back. It wasn't anything else. It was just me not wanting to ask for help and thinking I could do things on my own. And when I eventually did ask for help, I mean,
as a matter of interest, Tamara, when you did reach out and ask for help, were you shocked at the amount of it that was available?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I mean, you hear all of these things about Northside Partnership and local services in the area and stuff like that, but you don't actually see the services that are behind all of that, or and the people with the knowledge that they have as well behind all of it. So even though they may run a specific programme, like, I was put onto Cusan through Northside Partnership, so it's linking in with all of these services, you know, and there's many ways to get funding. So if money is a problem or whatever, there are ways around that. There's ways about not being able to travel. The likes of what I'm doing is a virtual learning environment, so I'll be online at home doing my degree for the next 3 years, twice a week.
It's absolutely amazing, and it's a huge credit due to you, Tamara. As I said, we will have you back later in the year in the autumn time, and I want to talk more to you. First of all, of course, we'll follow your progress, but about your own personal journey. I mean, you touched on it there at the beginning of our chat this morning, but there's so much more in that that I think people need to hear. Not so much maybe to pry into your private life, but maybe it would act as a beacon of hope for a lot of people who are not in your position at the moment, but could be if they follow the path that you took.
Yeah, that's no problem. And I'll say this, Tony. I remember years ago and being in dire straits, basically, and hearing somebody, you know, saying about how things were getting better for them and this, that, and the other, and thinking, oh, Jesus, that, you know, okay, that'll never happen to me. Or, you know, there was one time I thought, oh, God, then, you know, they're not doing that for real. That's, you know, made up or whatever. And it's not. It's just, it's you wanting it enough. And if you really want something, you'll put your head to it and do it, you know. And, like, what I want is, I want people to be able to reach out and not be told no, you know. That if somebody is asking for help, that there is help out there. And being able to, you know, show them the way, provide them with the right information, and get all the services to link in with each other, as they have been doing for me. It's phenomenal what happens when you say, where do I go from here?
And the sky is the limit now, and I have absolutely no doubt that you will obviously attain your degree, because that's a pretty basic step for you, considering the journey you've travelled. So I think they could nearly give that to you right now. But listen, I'm really humbled and proud to be able to talk to you and to have you on the programme. You make the likes of you and people who are engaged there in a lot of the services in the Northside Partnership. And then, you know, to hear from people who have engaged with it as a user to now being a person who is delivering services on their behalf, as I said, it's a humbling and an honour. It's a humbling experience and an honour to be able to talk to you. And, you know, I'm just so proud for the little bit of a link up that we have with the Northside Partnership. The work they're doing is beyond belief and phenomenal. Tamara, we will talk again maybe in September or October, depending on how you're fixed. But in the meantime, from the Northside Partnership, Tamara Cairns, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And before we go, can I express, as always, my sincere gratitude to the fabulous Sarah Clossy from the Northside Partnership for organising this. Tamara, the very best of good luck to you. If you have any exams coming up, we'll chat in either September, October or November, depending on your availability. In the meantime, thanks a million for joining me this morning.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Tony.
This is Near FM
90.3.